and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is putting forth three significant reforms to the U.S. Supreme Court. The big one, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
He's proposing a constitutional amendment that would emphatically state that there is no immunity conferred upon someone who previously served as president by virtue of their service.
Another reform would limit Supreme Court terms to 18 years, and a third calls for an enforceable code of conduct for justices. The Park Fire in Northern California, the biggest in the state, burning up to 5,000 acres per hour. Susan Singleton escaped with her husband and her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Some governments worldwide, including the United States, are holding off before confirming that strong-arm leader Nicolas Maduro has won another term as Venezuela's president. The opposition had hoped to get him out after 25 years in power. The U.S. says it doesn't think the outcome represents the will of the people. This is ABC News. A diving trip turned into a nightmare for an Oklahoma couple getting lost at sea without a boat. The two becoming separated from their group, trying to help another diver off the Texas coast.
The Coast Guard launched a full search within hours of their disappearance. The couple saying they could hear the planes overhead as they tried to stay warm.
Because our body temperatures were dropping, we needed to keep swimming or we probably would have frozen to death.
After nearly two full days at sea, Nathan and Kim were finally spotted bobbing in the water, signaling SOS with their flashlights. They had spent 38 hours waiting to be rescued.
Look up tomorrow morning. The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower is just about to peak. 15 to 20 meteors visible every hour under dark skies in the Northern Hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the Southern Hemisphere through August 21st. It coincides with the Alpha Capricornid shower, about 5 meteors an hour. That's through August 15th. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to protect communities from sudden hospital closures. As James Kelly reports, it's a response to what happened in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year.
The new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. I'm James Kelly.
Baldwin is running for re-election against challenger Eric Hovde. Emerald ash borers have been found in all 72 Wisconsin counties as of Friday. The tree-killing pest was first spotted in Wisconsin in 2008. The Department of Natural Resources says one day they'll kill virtually all of Wisconsin's ash trees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Chourio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, yeah. Don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but no, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. Stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
We had a great week coming up here. Did you see the weather? This is going to be an awesome week.
See our lineup of guests?
Yeah, our guests are great.
Spectacular.
I should just talk about the weather. Yes,
well, I'm just saying.
We have great guests.
That rain kind of messed things up a little bit yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was at EAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got really, really wet. I mean, it poured. And then it stopped, but it really, really poured. We were outside watching the air show at like, didn't the air show start? 1:30. And man, did it come down. So
for the most part, though, I mean, it was bad going there when we went there on Monday. For the most part during the week, the weather was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Saturday was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great Saturday. But you can tell Sunday, and they did a great, great job. I think they had record attendance. I think I read something on that. But you can tell Sunday is the last day.
Oh, yeah. Getaway day.
Well, there just weren't that many people there. It was kind of nice. And you'd have to wait. Not that there are long lines, but you don't have to really wait in line to see much. And it's fun going through those, those military, that cargo plane that was there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that can carry 178,000 pounds. And they said when they brought the people back from Afghanistan, they seat 200 in there.
Was it a C-47?
What was that big plane? I don't know. It wasn't a C-130. I know that. I was on that.
That's the biggest, isn't it?
No.
The C-130? Because I saw, I was doing a remote for the old radio station, and I think it was Bergstrom's across the highway.
Yeah.
One time years ago, and that thing flew over, and it's like, holy crap!
Yeah,
it was like weird to see it out in the, when you're at EAA and you see that stuff, it's amongst all other, and then when you see that by itself fly over, it's like that is the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It almost looks like a city flying.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's huge. What was the movie like? Independence Day or something?
Right, Independence
Day. Big thing. Yeah. Just it looked like that.
And when we took that over to like Kuwait or Djibouti, where was the first place we went, they fuel you in air, midair, and that's very, very cool. And they had one of those planes there too that refueled.
Why did you go to Djibouti? That is so far south. I mean, that's Africa, isn't it?
Yeah, Northern Africa, yeah.
Why did you go there instead of just Iraq or Kuwait, rather?
Well, we went to Kuwait, and here's the deal. When we went to visit, we went to see all five disciplines of the troops.
Oh, you went to, okay, I got you, got you.
So
got you.
We spent, a couple days with the Air Force, a couple days with the Navy, a couple days with the Army.
I got you.
But anyway, that Djibouti was... God, what gets me about those countries and everybody, but how just the poverty.
Yeah.
And then we stayed in these unbelievable hotels.
Yeah.
Where you step out of the bed and the lights come on. It's all marble. And,
well, didn't you say it was like that in Tanzania too? Where your daughter went to school or worked?
Tanzania was, yeah.
I mean, extreme unbelievable poverty and then extreme opulence.
Yeah, but yeah, that, but their poverty is, even the schools and the infrastructure is just, and Tanzania was not, I would not go back.
No, I know.
But anyway, the military planes that they had yesterday, you know, like I was, like I said, it wasn't as busy, so you have more time to visit with the people who are on there. But
did you see the B-52?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool, huh?
Very. We took some pictures of all that. But the plane, like I said, you know, they can take 200 soldiers and, you know, they have the seating along the perimeter.
On the sides?
Right.
Yeah, those canvas seats, like.
But when they took the people out of Afghanistan, they had 650 people on the
civilians?
Plane. Yep.
Wow.
He said, we just put chains across and they just held on to the chains.
Wow.
Think about that.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. That plane's only 30 years old, but the things that they've delivered, when they were doing that, they delivered two babies on the plane.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just some great stories about, you know, just that evacuation.
Did you fly in one though? C-31?
Yes.
Did you have to sit in those seats?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have to wear the gear?
No.
Okay. When I was coming back from Afghanistan, I had to fly in one of those. Okay. To wherever. Most uncomfortable. It almost drove me insane.
Oh yeah.
Because you're so wedged in, you had to have a helmet, you had to have it cinched up, you had to have the body armor completely closed, and it was so hot, and you start sweating down your back, and you know how that is when you got sweat, a bead of sweat, and you want more than anything in the world to scratch or to do whatever, and you can't move. That was like torturous.
No, I was just a little more chill. We had bunk beds.
What?
Yeah, along the side, and you had to switch off, you know, and
you had beds?
Yeah, and Ambien. We stopped on the way back in Spain, and it was not. And they strap in the toilets. They just wheel them in and then strap them in. You know,
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Because in one of the books, like Sniper, American Sniper, one of them, after they would do a mission, they would fly them back in a cargo plane like that. And he talked about they had these like hammock type sleep, and they would all take Ambien. And you guys did the same thing. Oh my gosh. Now that's the way to travel.
It was
sleep the whole way.
No, we didn't. I don't know. It's just kind of shifts too. Like you couldn't, what was it? 3 hours? I'm not even sure what it was. Four? But yeah, it's because there was, I think, 40 people and there was only sleeping for like 20 or something.
Because there was did you ever see the movie Zero Dark 30?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It's a true story. You see it, Todd?
I don't.
About the hunt for Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And the lady. Who was really, really instrumental in finding him. 24 hours a day, basically, she tracked this guy down.
Oh.
And her words, when they said, okay, we got to make sure, can you verify this? Him, and she says, well, I'm out of bleeping work. It's him. But the thing is, they talked about, they flew one of those, had one of those for her to come back to Washington. And the guy said, I don't know who you are, man, but you must be pretty important. This is a $40,000 flight. And you're by yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Those are amazing. They're incredible.
They are. And anyway, that was really cool seeing that. And, you know, next year, of course, the EAA is going to be here before you know it again. But they really did a nice job of just displaying that. And, you know, of course, Elvis's plane was there, which was kind of like a little bit of a
sideshow, it sounds like. Yeah.
A little bit.
Almost like the freak show of the place. You know, here's this warbird. Here's this experimental
B-52.
Hey, here's this backup plane that Elvis may or may not have ever used.
Red velvet seats.
Yeah, but didn't seem to kind of fit in with everything else going there.
But boy, those kit planes, man, that's just interesting stuff to, you know, you guys build these planes and fly them up there. So
I will never fly in anything that I have any part in building. Put that down on my list.
Nor will Todd
nor
or I.
Anybody else.
But anyway, that was fun. And you know, we just got to thank Dick Nopinski for
great guy
hosting us.
Yep.
And of course we
dealing with 300 media members every day.
Yep. Can you imagine what that's got to be
No.
Because we're not easy to deal with. I mean, you
high
know.
Maintenance.
Yep.
Right.
Because we all need something.
Just
we need
everybody
it now.
High. Need it. Right. Need it now.
Where do I park?
Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Never seen him like lose it or even. Uh-uh.
No.
You know.
He's the aeronautical me.
I will say, yeah, right. That is true. But when you and I were trying to get our credentials and we couldn't, and they weren't.
Yeah.
I had that happen again, but then I
Did it happen again?
But he said, look, go in on Highway 26, and the hut is right there. That's what we were looking for. We came in on 45 or whatever that other highway is. And yes, and those people are, look, God bless them, but, you know, they're trained in a lane.
Yeah.
And this one guy, I went into his parking lot, and, man, he just melted. You can't come in here. And I'm like, look, I'm just. And he just really was very uncomfortable with me driving on his lot. And I'm like, look, I'll turn around. But you know what I mean? That he didn't know. But everybody else was very friendly. But he was, it's a long day. Think about those guys parking cars for 7 days. They probably lose. Yeah, I mean, it was hot. I'm like, okay, I'll leave. So anyway, it was great. We had a great time. And I just want to, that EAA is awesome. 600,000 people. I think it was more than that because they had a record attendance. And I invited you, but you didn't want to come with me. I went cherry picking.
I got an invite in the mail, and he even wrote on there, please ask the mayor to come. We'd love to have him to an annual event that I go to every year that's coming up.
Oh, that's cool.
I'd like both of you to come if you can. I know, Todd, you go back.
Apple picking?
Close.
Okay, because we're doing that. Now, that we're doing for sure.
This is at a farm.
Okay. Let me guess. Oh, it's that thing. Remember they? No, you weren't here, Todd, last year. That cholesterol thing?
Cholesterol fest.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think we have Kathy, the coach, coming on. So, no.
It's okay. It's side pork. No, belly pork. Belly side pork. Side belly pork. Deep fried like you can't believe.
God, no.
The bones are super sharp. I don't know why the bones are so sharp.
I'm busy
but
that
it's
day.
So. No, you got to come.
I remember that. Like, then you brought me some. Oh, get this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. I sat in the car.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, here, take it. It's like growing intelligent life.
It'd probably be more toxic for a human body than that sitting in my car for 2 weeks in August.
Oh, here, I got some for you.
Yes. Or the matanki, the big sauerkraut, what my car smelled worse from. You got to make an appearance. They legitimately want you to make an appearance.
If Todd goes up.
There is so much good food there, you can't believe it.
Okay. We got a text last week, or an email, like late in the day on Friday that said, Mino and the mayor's become nothing but Food Network. All they talk about is food.
Yeah, so. That's
true. We're obsessed by that.
We agree.
But we're going to, we have to throttle back on that with this lady who lost 195 pounds.
So is she coming out tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
Okay. Going to weigh ourselves?
No, I think the scale's gone.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Because one is it's at home. I'll bring it back if you want, but okay.
Okay, well then on your honor, I've got mine.
Nope, that ain't going to work.
I'll take a picture.
We're not doing that.
Take a picture.
Oh, there you go.
And share it with the other person.
Yeah, you could be... Oh, have something under the scale, somebody lifting up in a corner.
Just 1 foot on.
Right. No, that ain't going to work. No, I'll get the scale back here. Okay, so what do you want to do?
We start Wednesday under her tutelage.
Thursday. It's the 1st. Okay. August 1st is Thursday. It's my wife's birthday, by the way.
Okay. Did you see a picture put on my Facebook of her?
I don't do
You didn't
Facebook.
See it? Todd, did you see it?
Yeah.
Of Milton. I made Milton famous on my Facebook. You didn't see it?
No, I don't.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to show it to you. What?
You know what? Somebody else told me that was on there.
Yeah, it's a great picture of Milton. He posed. He literally posed. Here.
That's a good picture of him. Yeah. Well, your one granddaughter, she's something else.
She's going to be something else, isn't she?
You need to put her in theater. Man.
I know.
That's where she belongs.
Totally, I completely agree.
I have one like that.
Yeah.
And
you could just see the natural something.
They will have... They can lift the whole stage. Yeah, she's got a lot of personality. How old is she?
7.
Yep, perfect. That's what grandpa can do. Get her theater lessons.
She loves grabbing my phone when I fall asleep and videos me sleeping. And she tells her sisters, come on, while grandpa's sleeping, let's go through all his stuff.
Oh, man. I wonder where she got that job.
Yeah.
All
right, we're going to set a quick break. You guys stick around, folks. We got a tremendous lineup. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
they started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday. Mamas and the Papas, now that's harmony.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's as good of harmony as anybody you'll find, I think, in history of music.
Watched a special on them one time.
Really?
And Mama Cass said the way that they got that sound was that, who's Phillips? Who's the guy?
John Phillips?
John.
Was it John? He made him go in the studio and basically just sing as loud as they could to the point where they're almost passing out.
Okay.
That's how they got that really sweet. Oh,
really?
Mix. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I used to love them, though. I mean, do I lose my man card because I love the Mamas and the Papas?
No.
Thank you.
No, that's,
thank you very much.
Michelle Phillips, of course.
Oh, right. That's what I was thinking.
She looked great on Dynasty. Was it Dynasty?
Nope. Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing, yes. Is that the same one with Morgan Fairchild?
Nope. That was a Flamingo Road.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm out of this conversation. Just let me know when we get back to something.
Every one of them had that one. Everyone. Joan Collins was in something.
She was in Dynasty. I don't know. Did Dallas have they had Charlene Tilton, I think. She was on there.
Yeah. What's her name? Wasn't bad, though. Bobby's wife.
Victoria Principal.
Victoria Principal.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't slacking. So, yeah. There you go.
So, what else? Did you take in the Olympics?
Yeah. Watch some of it.
Yeah, so did I. What do you like
watching? But then it'll switch to some sport that it's like, what? What is this? Like, I tried watching team handball.
Oh, Dad.
Tough one to watch. One of the things that was kind of interesting, Friday night or Saturday night, they had the swimming, and that was good. You know, because that's so competitive. The Americans.
Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
They kind of kicked it off.
Yeah.
Then I watched a little bit of, this could sound crazy, but I think this is a sport I would have been good in. I think I could have been an Olympic athlete in mountain bike racing.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
Mountain bike racing. I did not know that was an Olympic sport. I think if I had trained when I was young, driving the hills
totally,
with the UP.
Absolutely.
I could have been one of them. Yeah,
hands down.
I was trying to think of what sport I could have.
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing. Okay.
That's a new sport. New this year. They're trying it out. They are.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious. No.
Breakdancing is an Olympic sport this year.
I don't know anybody ever still breakdance. I mean, that reminds me of, you know,
the 80s,
Julio and those guys back in those days.
That's an Olympic sport.
I did not know that.
Did you see that when they do the promos?
I didn't see that one. No, I didn't see that one.
Oh.
Breakdancing, Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What was the other new one this year? There's two new ones.
Couple new ones this year.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was going to ask you this. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was looking at the medal count. So, more medals or gold medals? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So, like, we're not smoking this thing, right?
No.
We're but we got more medals than anybody else, but we're in fifth place when it comes to gold.
Yeah. I don't know. There have been some upsets. I felt bad for one kid.
Oh, I know.
The first event that I watched that night was men's gymnastics. And that followed that story. They do a nice job of profiling some of the athletes.
They do.
And that kid, he's a rodeo rider from like Texas or Oklahoma, busted his leg terribly, had plates put in it, had all these screws, and fought for like 3 years to try to get back. He's a captain of the team. He's the face of the team. He's the leader of the team. And he stunk up the joint.
Yeah.
Fell off the thing 3 times. And it's like, oh, all the training. Everything.
That's what I think.
It's not like, you know, right. Okay, I struck out 4 times today. Right. Yeah, we play again tomorrow night.
Right. Got 80 games or another.
Yeah. This, I mean, you should have his face. You want to talk about just pure.
The agony of defeat.
He was trying to be stoic, but boy, you could just see it.
Yeah.
And his other guys were doing good. I think they were in third. You know, so he was trying to congratulate him, but you could just tell it was You know, I felt really bad for him. That was like the one kid I was pulling for. And then I'm pulling for Simone Biles.
Well, of course.
You know, but she's banged up.
She is.
She got hurt right away.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know how bad that is.
No,
so
I
don't see anything that's like, you know, where we're really, I mean, that one girl, Ledecky or whatever, who's this, the best swimmer for our country, came in like second or third. I mean, it's not bad, but it's like, we're not.
John's sitting here eating his donut. That ain't bad, but third. John, these are the best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
It's all right.
It was nice seeing Solange Dolan as
Dolan.
She rocked it.
I love her. Yeah, I think she is.
And then to hear that whole, controversy where I'm never watching the Olympics again. They made fun of the Last Supper. And it wasn't the Last Supper. It was some Greek fest type thing that used to be, they would, like, before the games, there was, like, gluttonous sort of meal. And that's what it was. It wasn't a takeoff of the Last Supper.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I do, because it wasn't, it was,
it was 12. Different. Nah, I don't know, John. It was drag, 12 apostles. No, I think it was the Last Supper. They just wanted to show that it was inclusive. And they're totally backpedaling on that now.
I know they are. And that's why they're saying it was this Greek fest thing.
Well, maybe they're changing their... I mean, that was...
Okay, you got to admit one thing about the
Last
Supper. A lot
of people. I mean, I think the Pope weighed in on that, you know?
But there's been...
But not the Pope, but like the some big wig in the...
There's been some fun taken with the Last Supper. Have you seen...
There's nothing fun about that.
Oh, yeah, haven't you seen it where there's captures like, I just ordered the salad. I shouldn't order... I shouldn't have to pay full price.
Who's paying for this?
I forgot my card. So there has been some pretty funny stuff with the Last Supper. And this is coming from a guy who grew up with the Last Supper.
That's true.
Right in his kitchen for his whole life or whatever. So, yes.
I don't know. I think that, whatever.
Watching surfing at the Olympics is the most relaxing thing. Yeah. If nobody gets eaten. Have you seen how many surfers have been attacked by sharks this year? It's incredible.
Oh, it's not.
It's, another guy lost his leg. Yeah. Another guy lost his leg. I guess that's not incredible enough for you. Got another text here. Love is now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if I agree with that. This says, especially since half of the year last year, he was less than an average quarterback. Okay. Let me just say this. It's the price of doing business.
Although I talked to a friend of mine who sounds as least knowledgeable as our texter here. He said, I'm glad it's just 4 years because that it's not long term.
Yeah.
Although that's pretty long, but he's like, just like the person who texted and said, he goes, had some bad games.
No question.
I don't know that he's... I'm glad they didn't lock him up for like 10 years or something.
No,
whatever.
But
4 years.
What I'm saying is,
$200 million. We can't get hung up on it because that's the price of...
It's the price of doing business these days. I mean, it just is. It's crazy. It's monopoly money. I mean, when the NFL is signing $1 billion contracts, and Roger Goodell, who does nothing except sit on his ivory throne. With his private jet.
Which is a nice jet.
That's a nice jet. get him making like $70 million a year for doing nothing except trying to squeeze every dime humanly, physically possible out of NFL fans through all this network as far as where games are.
I see
and
all
this,
that peacock
it's
now.
It's beyond belief. They're just squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. And squeezing as much as possible.
And then we have to not only pay, which I don't know, I'm kind of okay with that. I would love to pay and not watch all those commercials. Yes. I just can't stand that. It's just on and on. And that's where the billions of dollars comes in. It's
absolutely.
Not so much, and ticket prices are expensive too, but that's, I mean, the money comes from, like you just talked about, the streaming services.
But at least these guys go out there, put their lives literally on the line, their bodies on the line, do all this stuff. You get the guys in the front office making that money in the NFL, and they don't do a bleeping thing except sit back and count their money. Trust me, the money's there.
Yeah, it is. It's got. They wouldn't pay it if it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you saw an NFL franchise
go under? Yeah. Oh man, we're really hurting. We got to do a bank sale this week.
might be closing our doors.
Yeah. We're cutting back on staff here.
No, they living large.
News, sports, skateboarding, surfing, and sport climbing. Okay.
All right.
We're gonna set a quick break. Back up this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Heavy rains across Wisconsin have significantly impacted bug populations. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you with the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday. There's an insect in particular that can wreak havoc in both farm fields and your home garden. We'll talk about it next.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Wisconsin's state entomologist PJ Leash says that with the heavy rains that we've seen this spring and summer, he has seen more earwigs. These insects can be problematic for both farmers and gardeners.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
PJ Leash is Wisconsin's state entomologist. He's also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, it's official. The first grant recipients for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program have been named, and the money is on its way out. $50 million is going to help rebuild local roads that carry nearly 11 billion pounds of agricultural goods every year. Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson says a farmer's largest hurdle to getting products to market is often the road at the end of their driveway. These grants can help remedy those problems. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation got applications for five times the amount of available funding. Wisconsin Farm Bureau encourages growers and local governments who didn't get funding in this round to apply for another $100 million that will become available this fall. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Koss Ag and Golden Harvest Seed in Kewaunee remind you, the American farmer is one of our country's most vital assets. Without their hard work and dedication, our standard of living would be virtually impossible. Let's remember how this great country got started and salute our farmers, a dependable resource. This from Koss Ag and Golden Harvest Seed in Kewaunee. See what Golden Harvest Seed can do for you. Call Todd at 920-255-3303. Proudly supporting our area farmers.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. 72 in Appleton, 70 in Oshkosh, 69 in Green Bay. Here it is on the 29th of July, Chicken Wing Day. Not a fan.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm just not good at eating them. Some people can eat them so clean, just strip that meat right off the bone.
Oh, yeah.
Just... And I can't. And it's because whenever I eat in front of other people, they're always like, why aren't you going to finish that? It's like, didn't I?
But, yeah, chicken wings, it's amazing how that came out of nowhere. That was just such a throwaway piece, and now it's like...
You know, I mean, they're great. They're good, but some people have such a knack for getting all that meat out of that, and I don't.
Yeah.
So it's like...
To me, chicken wings, what I like about them is you can make... Like, I like making them, but like we said, we can make them Parmesan, barbecued. You can make them with honey mustard. What I like is the variety you can put out at a party.
I agree. Totally agree.
So, and my son-in-laws really, really like chicken wings, so I make those when they...
I would take the boneless over those.
Yeah, but the bones are kind of fun to eat. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, I don't know, but the boneless, I've never made those. Except for that.
Todd?
What?
The bones are fun to eat?
Yeah, but I mean, they're just, you know, it's like a little corn on the cob.
You look like a little squirrel out
there. Right, I don't know. I like the variety you can make. I like baking them on obviously, but I like making them on the grill, too.
I'll tell you, want to talk about something. So, I told you about Friday night, grilled shrimp, grilled sweet potato.
Ooh.
That's good. Where do you have a grill? You have a grill?
Manitowoc.
Oh, I was going to say, you can't have it on the deck.
No.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Manitowoc, yeah.
Fresh beans from Wilford's. You know Wilford's outside of Manitowoc? Mm-mm. That farm? Oh, no? Oh, God, it's a great farm. You go there, just pick the stuff, and boom, you buy it right away. Yeah.
Green beans.
And kohlrabi, which good. I just love.
Kohlrabi's awesome.
And white wine. That was a great meal.
That is a good meal.
Doesn't that sound like a good meal?
Did you like, was it like a baked sweet potato?
Yeah. Sliced them and put them on the grill.
Nice.
It was great.
So I took the, on the grill, I took those beans that were there. They're picked and then they get delivered. Like I get this box of stuff.
Of course
stuff
you get them delivered because.
Yeah, blueberries and kohlrabi. And,
you know, actually, they have fresh blueberries at this place
right.
too.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Anyway.
I'm not a big blueberry guy.
Yeah.
You?
I am.
Todd, you a blueberry guy?
With vanilla.
Yeah.
Yogurt and
I wish granola. I was more of a fruit guy than I am.
Well, no, that's you gotta put it in. If you had granola and vanilla yogurt and blueberries, you would like the blueberries because you would like that combo. Anyway, I just took that and I cauliflower and put that on a grill, and it was really, really good.
What would we do without grills?
I use it all year. I mean, I like a grill.
Today is also lipstick day. All right, Tiger Day. As in Tiger Woods or?
Nope.
The Tigers.
Yeah.
Okay. Rain Day. What's rain? What's that?
Celebrating the wonderful thing that is rain, I guess.
Okay. All right. Lasagna Day. Big fan. You lasagna guy?
Oh, yeah.
Marine Week. United States Marine Week or Marine Crafts?
Crafts.
Okay. All right. Birthdays. Will Wheaton is 52. He was in something when he was a youngster, right? Wasn't he like a child actor who was big? Will Wheaton?
He was in Stand By Me.
Oh, okay. And then Martina McBride. I love Martina McBride because I met her one time.
That Stand By Me was a great
movie. That was a great movie.
That was a great, great movie.
Phenomenal.
That's old.
Was it?
1986.
86? Far back, huh?
Yep.
Ray Brower.
Don't know, but.
Ray Brower. The guy got hit by the train. And you know, it was based. Oh. Do you know the background of that? I think we've talked about this. Stephen King wrote that, right, Todd?
No, yep. I don't think we've talked about this because I
And it was based. It was
seen.
Based on what happened when Stephen King lived here in Green Bay, when he lived in De Pere. Did you know that? Yes!
We never thought. I would remember that.
Stephen King lived in, I want to say, Oneida. And a young guy got hit by a train and, like, disappeared, and they had to search for him and everything.
And his kids went out?
When Stephen King was a youngster, and he was living around here. Wow. I've heard this story. Somebody has to verify it for me, but this is a story that I heard.
So that was okay. Anyway, that was the movie.
I think Stephen King might be Oneida.
Yeah, he could be.
So, but anyway, Martina McBride, love her because she was so nice and just pleasant and cute and down to earth. And her husband, too, was just a guy. She sang the national anthem at the Packer game after 9/11 when we played the Washington Redskins.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember the game.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
That was like so fun. You want to talk about goosebumps and tears in people's eyes. She did such an amazing job. Murph and I met her backstage beforehand. Nice as could be.
Nice.
Took pictures with us and everything.
Yeah.
Just great. Just great. Her husband talked about how awesome it was to be at Lambeau Field. Just a guy.
Oh, I thought
you said. Just a guy. Literally just a guy. You'd never know. It's like, which one of these is married to a huge, big-time megastar country music?
Last guy you'd
pick. Yeah. I would have been picked before him, I think. What?
Yeah. Okay.
Got this one. What would we do without grills? We'd have sandwiches. I'm still a big sandwich guy. I'll be honest with you. What a 1:30 this morning, I was hungry. I woke up, had a sandwich.
Oh, you know.
But it was okay, though. You know why?
Did you stay up?
It was turkey. It was turkey, cheese, mayo, and no-carb bread. So I had no carbs in that sandwich. None.
That's advertising.
None.
There's no-carb bread. Zero. I don't think. I think it's like one-carb bread. I don't think
well, it's okay, but you know what it is?
Yeah, it's low-carb bread.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. There's like 14 carbs, but 12 grams of fiber, which means then there's 2 grams of carbohydrates. I'm getting mathematical on this stuff. I'm breaking this down into science and math and physics.
Got so, this. Todd,
Stephen King lived on Reed Street in West De Pere.
Really?
And that whole movie was based on a story about what happened to him when he was a kid.
We lived
now,
on
how's
this,
that for some education
that
for
is,
you?
And I will tell you, it's I lived on Reed Street when I was just for...
In West De Pere?
I went out to summer school.
Wow.
Reed Street, what was I lived in?
Oh, you went to school.
Dive. Yeah, I was at Norbert's. Yeah.
Wow.
I did not, I'm not sure I knew all that. And then he based that whole...
Yeah.
Wow.
That was where it all came from in his head.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
I know, right?
Didn't know that.
See, you know what, Jim?
I know, I just learned
I've
so much.
You just, this is, so oh much. So much I've taught you in this short year. Unbelievable. You imagine if we'd done this 10 years ago, you'd be governor. No question.
Lord help us.
Oh, you know, God help us is right. Yeah,
Kamala would be calling you to be her running mate. Yeah. I swear.
Stay away from that.
our guest lineup today is fantastic. Tony Walters, of course, many, many years with the Green Bay Press Gazette, author. He's going to be doing a book signing. I'm going to be doing a book signing as well. We'll be talking about that with him. Rob Domofsky, ESPN, will be joining us at 7:34. Tony will be at about 7:06. So Tony Walters and Rob Domofsky, two heavyweights and covering sports and a little bit of everything in this area. Then a very special guest at 8:06, Maria Parmigiani. Parmigiani. I used to work. Maria used to do reports for CW for their morning show and everything. Really made a name for herself. Then she kind of went into radio. I used to work with her. She was like part-time at Midwest and just a great lady and has overcome some huge things in her life. And she is now the traffic reporter over at Action 2 News, which is just great. She's going to be coming in the studio. She's coming into the studio, right?
Yes.
She's coming in the studio. And then I have to run over to Channel 5 and co-host the show with Milena.
So you're bringing someone in from Channel 2.
Yeah. As I run over to Channel 5.
As you run over to Channel 5.
And then we had our special on Channel 26 the other night.
Are you here when she's here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So then I'm leaving at 8:30, and then Pete Schwabba is taking my place.
All right. And Pete Schwabba, is he coming in?
He's going to be on the computer.
All right. That'd be great. Pete Schwabba, I hope you, our listeners, listen to him. He's the host of Nightline, which is on from, 7 to 9?
Well, Nightlight.
Yeah. What did I say?
Nightline.
No, that was Ted Koppel.
That was Ted Koppel.
Okay. Sorry, Pete.
Whatever happened to him, Ted Koppel?
No, he's still doing stuff.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's got the same voice. I don't know. He made his money. He made his
name. The hostage.
Yep.
The day, my first day in this business, in TV, my very, very, very first day, okay, is the same day that Nightline started. Because the hostages had just been taken.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we promoted after our, special coming up with Ted Koppel.
Yeah.
And we thought it was to be a one-time thing. And then it was like...
All right. On
for 30 years or 40 years. But that was my first night in the business. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because that was a real big thing in Idaho. Because we had a guy, a congressman, I don't remember his name. The governor was Frank Church, or a senator. Remember Frank Church who ran for president? No. But this guy, but he actually went over to try and negotiate with the, I know, it was a grandstand kind of move. It went no place.
Right.
But that was a big story for this guy from Idaho going over to try and negotiate the release. I mean, they pretty much laughed at him.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't 444 days later, that was all, that was so political, right? Even, you know, Reagan had to let him out and not good. It just, anyway.
I still don't know the whole background of that, to be honest, how they got released and why they did. Were they afraid of Reagan? Did Reagan make some deal with them? Said, hey, don't let him out until I take office and then we'll take care of you?
Well, sure. There was, I think it was more than that. But yeah, I mean, they waited till, I mean
that was Carter bizarre was, how they waited until.
Right.
You know,
I agree. But
I think part of that was because they were still ticked off at Carter because he tried that rescue mission, which went nowhere, which was just that. Our military has come a long way since then, hasn't it, though? I mean, nowadays we send in SEAL Team 6. Boom, 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 boom.
If I were in charge, I would utilize them.
You'd what?
I would utilize our SEALs a little bit more than they are.
I agree. But because maybe we do and you don't know it.
True. That is true.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah.
I just think there's some just evil people.
I agree.
And their leadership skills, everything's always, you can be an evil leader.
You know, I still think we need to use a lot more.
What?
That one thing where it's almost like a lawnmower blade. It's silent and it goes, like that one guy was standing on his balcony, remember? And they used it and it just cut him in half.
No.
Oh, yeah. We got this new weapon that's incredible.
That's cool.
We've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
I think.
Then there's like no collateral damage. It just wipes out the one guy and boom. And nobody even hears it coming.
It's like a drone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing's cool.
I don't know that I remember that.
Wow. We talked about it.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Really? So they just. So.
There's no explosion. It's like a whirling ball of knives.
But can't the guy like see it coming?
Uh-uh. He didn't. I think he just said, what is that?
What's that noise?
I think his last words were, who's cutting your lawn this early? I believe that's what he said.
Wow.
I hate that when they start cutting the lawn so damn early on a Saturday. Don't they notice the weekend?
Wow.
Just saying.
All right. Okay. I didn't know we had that. Okay. Well, that's.
Who is that cutting the lawn? Knock it off!
Noise ordinance.
Don't make me come down.
But they gotta be, if they sneak up on a guy, it can't be that loud.
I mean, it's
be,
not loud. Okay, you can't hear it. I'm telling you this.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's cool. I mean,
yes.
All right. I'll
take that one, they took out some big time ISIS people that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't we all just get along?
No, we can't.
I know we can't. Look, I'm the last guy to say that.
Yeah, you are. You are almost the very last person. I should say, can't we all just get along? No. You are at the top of the list of people that are not allowed to say this. Yes.
No, anyway.
No.
Really careful.
I'm gonna say. So anyway, one other thing I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Okay. EA wrapped up.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about, you know, once Packers season started, you know, all the like Rob Demosky will tell you the same thing. Tony Walters, when you're in the media, when Packer camp started, the year ended. It really and truly did. But it's amazing how much we get into our area until then. You know, I mean, a lot of the local stuff, I mean, there's still stuff going on in, the, in August and everything, and things are geared a little bit more towards Packers, but it's amazing for this area. And I didn't realize it until somebody was visiting and they said, holy crap, you got like four things going on in every town, every weekend, it's incredible.
And Appleton and Oshkosh are so close too. If you want to go to Art in a Park, and now we got Art Street this weekend.
And Two Mile Rivers. Music.
Mile of Music. I
mean, Two Rivers had their Snow Fest or whatever this weekend.
That's an awesome event.
I mean, it's... I don't know if we realize it because we're right in the heart of it.
Because we live it, right?
But if you don't, it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Does every town have like a, it's like, yep.
And I can see why people come up here to vacation, right? And then you throw in EAA, like you said, training camp.
Right.
It's just, this is a great place. It's not over because Packer training camp starts.
No, it's not. But I'm saying is, you know, those kind of get put on the back burner once training camp starts.
Right.
But it's amazing for the 3 months of good weather or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many community events there are.
And plus we have that Citibank concert on Wednesday. Yeah. You guys are coming over in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
hot dog
yeah.
bar?
Oh, it's the same night as Cholesterol Fest. Perfect. Quick break. Tony Walters will join us down the road here. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to highlight an organization called Museums for All, which makes it possible for folks who get food assistance to get free or reduced admission to more than 1,300 museums across the U.S. I remember the leaner years when my kiddo was little and the cost of going to museums felt, you know, like a real splurge, especially when childcare cost more than my rent at the time. And I loved children's museums because they were like places for my kid to play, she could learn, and I could maybe catch a mom minute, you know, where I could take a breath while my kiddo was occupied. I love the Museums for All program because they make that free or more affordable for lots of families. You can visit their site, museumsforall.org. That's the word museums, the number four, the word all.org, for more details, and you can search their list of participating institutions. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. Once again, our lineup today, Tony Walters, Rob Domofsky from ESPN, Maria Parmigiani from Action 2 News, and Pete Schwabe. Todd, did you get a chance to go through that Jeopardy book?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see some categories that are right in his wheelhouse?
Oh,
so it's like he can't whine and complain about the questions.
What?
There's some that are like tailor-made just for you. So we're going to be playing. We got some more Brewer tickets coming up, I think, down the road here.
I mean, colleges and universities, right, would be right up his alley.
Yes.
Okay, well, that'll be fun. What are we playing?
Female world leaders.
There you go.
Let's see what else here.
What? I don't know a lot of female. You know,
I thought world leaders was what.
World leaders, but I have to think about that. Okay. Are they multiple choice?
U.S. cities?
Oh, I'll get those.
Well, Jeopardy's not multiple choice, Jim.
Okay, yeah.
Never has been.
U.S. cities, I'll get.
Never has been, never will be, right. Jim.
Not on this show.
Wow.
All right.
Should have played this one last week. It was aviation.
Oh.
Could have played around with that last week.
Let's play. You know what? We'll still do that one. You know one thing, though? I was reading a thing that a teacher wrote. She doesn't think multiple choice is the best test of what a student has actually retained. She's not a firm believer in that at all.
No, I would agree with
that. In multiple choice.
Yeah.
But then,
the best is essay, but students hate those blue books we used to get, and you had just all essay questions. That was hard.
Did you write like lots and lots of stuff that generally appears to fill the page?
Like, and then the teacher writes in the margin, what is this?
Yeah. I had a few of those. Just rambling, but filling the page. Everybody has,
I think we've all done that.
Describe how the, you know, Emancipation Proclamation.
It's effect on,
exactly.
Yeah. No, that's.
Yeah.
I do not miss school, you know?
No. Those blue books always made me nervous. Just like, okay, this could be work now. But you're right. The multiple choice, those were, all right, piece of cake.
It's really get it down to two, right? It's just like 50-50.
You know, I saw this guy who scored like a 99. He was not good in math. Scored like a 99 on his like ACT or SAT or whatever it is. He spent 4 hours a day. He bought every study guide type book and did the practice type questions and just aced the test. And he was not good at math, but it's part of the thing. It's all part of this. Have you seen the thing about the 18 minutes theory?
Mm-mm.
Todd, have you seen the 18-minute theory?
It sounds familiar, but
I'm starting to follow this. I'm starting to follow this. I'm just not sure what my area of expertise is going to be. It says, okay, if you spend you spend 18 minutes a day, every single day, doing this one thing, you'll be better than 95% of the people in the world doing that thing.
No matter what that thing is?
Yeah. Which, in some ways, I don't believe, because it's like I can't throw baseball 100 miles an hour.
Shooting free throws.
Right. Well, but shooting free throws could be one of the things.
If I shoot three free throws for 18 minutes a day, for how long?
18 minutes a day, every day.
Every day of your life.
Well, okay. I thought there was like an end to it.
Well, I mean, we could stop whenever you want, but I'm just saying you keep it up, keep it up.
When will I be in the 90, in the 5 percentile? When will I be?
I think in a year.
I don't think. I think you should go study this for 18 minutes.
18 minutes. 18 minutes a day.
Yeah, I get that.
Every single day.
I get that. If you do something for 18 minutes a day, every day, you will be better than 95% of the
people who do that. Yeah. Todd, can you research this for me?
I just think, okay.
Because I thought it's like, oh, I'm
just wait, you guys, we may have something here. I think John should pick something.
Yeah.
And I should pick something.
Okay.
We'll do it for 18 minutes a day.
Okay.
And then we will, how are we going to test that?
I don't know. This is still a work in progress.
But this
could be
good.
I don't have it all figured out yet, but I'm working on it.
So yeah. If I eat Lay's potato chips.
For 18 minutes a day. Every day.
That lady, remember she said, that yeah. Melt
don't eat potato chips. So
anyway, yes. You're talking about food, though, this weekend. Johnny went to, where'd you go? You went to a pizza place. Waverly's.
Waverly's in Two Rivers.
You said it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I.
Is there anything better than Bloody Mary and a pizza for breakfast on a Sunday morning? What?
Yeah, that's 18 minutes of that.
Well, I battle problems.
I just took out one of my 17 homemade pizzas.
Okay.
It was great. So I like having that, but it's just as good. I think, I don't know, you haven't had any of my homemade pizza, but I took out the
and ham. Why is that, Jim, by the way?
Why is what?
Why have we not had any of that homemade pizza?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
you got
really
17
good.
17 of them.
Yep, I made 17 of them.
You got two guys
well,
right
the freezer,
here.
Right the freezer.
Sure, yeah, right.
But they're, you know, I put up
still
this whole.
Still have 15 left if you no, brought
no, no,
a couple
I don't. Yeah. No, no, I don't. I put a whole production line together. Anyway, the one I had last night was the. You wouldn't love like this one, but it was the.
Please don't say pineapple.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
pineapple.
Gross.
Ham.
Ugh. No. So basically, you have Easter Jeez. Dinner on a pizza.
I just saved it.
Come on. Come on.
It was actually.
No.
No, it was good.
I hate. Can we do a poll on that one? I might actually win this one. Pineapple on a pizza, folks. Well,
it's
just give us a yes or no, please. Okay, pineapple on a pizza, yes or no.
Here, let me
I'll
rephrase
cast the
it.
First vote, no.
Let me rephrase that. Hawaiian pizza.
Ugh.
That's what it's called, man.
No.
It's a Hawaiian pizza. But it was really good.
Why would you want fruit mixed in with sausage and mushrooms?
Because
and pepperoni
offsets the taste, the combination of
yeah,
something
sure does.
Sweet.
It makes it suck.
No, I don't. It was well. All right, I'm not going to bring you that one, but
I will bet you. I'll beat you by.
I'm not betting on that. Yeah, I'm just saying that's it.
Let's bet. Let's wager.
I had the shrimp pizza with feta cheese. That was good, but I have a lot.
Why do you have to? Why do you have to take something as wonderful? At the most basic level of pizza, and add these weird things to it.
Because
you don't need shrimp on pizza.
Because a couple things, John. First of all, it's 17 pizzas, and I'm not going to make them all the same. I need some variety in life. So I have your meat lover's pizza with cheese and with the sausage and pepperoni. I have all those peppers on some of them, but I want to step out a little bit.
Sure.
So the Hawaiian pizza was good. The shrimp. That, when you get flatbread, it's kind of like, that's what that is. It's feta cheese and shrimp. Anyway, so I just make that into a pizza, and I freeze them and then take them out. And I let them, just for listeners, I talked about this once before, but I let it thaw. So I take it out like in the morning or in the afternoon, then I'll have it in the evening, but it's thawed. And then I put my oven as hot as it can go, and then I just cook it like they do in a real...
You got this one. I'd rather have jalapenos and sauerkraut on a pizza.
Ooh.
Ah, that does not sound good. Sauerkraut on a pizza? I like jalapenos on the side on a pizza. I like that a lot with a little ranch dressing. But the sauerkraut, oh my God, I'm getting destroyed in this poll. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
80 to 20?
80% yes on the pineapple on a pizza.
See, you live a little.
Okay,
there you go,
my people, come on. Where are you?
Okay. And jalapenos and sauerkraut, but I'd have to put some pepperoni or sausage.
Tony
or
Walker's joining us as soon as we come back. Rob Domofsky after that, Maria Parmigiani, and Pete Schwabba. Stellar lineup.
And pizza.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.